Are you aware that Google is now largely an entity versus a keyword engine? Hello, thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. There are a variety of Google patents that speak to Google's ability to surface results based on how it understands the essence of your query, the entity mentioned in those strings of keywords that you use, versus just doing some sort of keyword matching. But what are entities? If you're not sure what an entity is, it's a thing with a distinct and independent existence. And Google defines an entity in one of its patents as, quote, "An entity is a thing or a concept that is singular, unique, well-defined, and distinguishable. For example, an entity may be a person, place, item, idea, abstract concept, concrete element, or other suitable thing or any combination thereof," end quote. And I'm going to tell you that if you're not optimizing for entities as a part of your search marketing plan, you're definitely being left behind. Let's walk through Google's various patents on entities. I'm actually just going to walk through two. And as an FYI, Bill Swalski, who blogs about Google patents, he has 19 separate posts about Google and entity patents. So clearly there's more than two. Anyway, there was one that was written in 2017 in search engine land, but it was granted at the end of 2016. So it was about 4 years ago that this patent was granted. And here's the essence or the essential part of that patent. Quote, "The system may retrieve entity references associated with the top 10 search results. The ranking or selecting is based on a quality score, a freshness score, a relevance score, or other suitable information or any combination thereof," end quote. And then later in the patent, we see a reference to a unique identifier for each entity to speed up the processing of results. We know that Google was pulling from Freebase, and you could get your ID there, and Freebase got collapsed into Wikidata. Anyway, as a side note, did you know that there's a unique machine identifier associated with brand across all of your Google properties? For instance, I have a Google Scholar profile, and it has an ID of 2FRMBJKAAAJ. And if you look at my Google My Business listings, you'll see a different ID number. Anyway, back to the patents. There is this Google patent on related entities, where Google determines the relatedness of entities based on their co-occurrence in the same resource. And Cindy Crum from Mobile Moxie has, for the last couple years, been talking about Google's move to entity matching as a way for it to provide results across multiple languages at scale, as well as serving information more effectively on mobile devices and surfacing image results. She has great presentations online, and you should check them out. I've provided a link on my website. Anyway, so how does this impact you and your rankings? Well, let's just start off with your brand. Have you clarified who you are across the internet, whether it's your personal brand, your name, or the company you work for? Have you added all of those machine-readable IDs to a Wikidata page if you have one for your brand? Okay, well, let's talk through how I get started with entity optimization. Here's a quick list of tips and steps that I use with my clients to clarify their entity in search. Okay, step one, from Google, I recommend using Carl Hendley's search tool, Hendy, no L, Hendy's search tool to look for your entity in Google. Step two, claim all of the entity references that appear. They'll appear as knowledge panels. You can have a little shareable link too, but claim all of those. And side note, in order to claim them, you have to be the owner on the Google Search Console account, just FYI. And then once you've claimed them, update the stuff inside that knowledge panel account, right? Step three, look up your Wikidata profile. So unlike Wikipedia, if you create an account on Wikidata and you self-identify yourself that, you know, where who you are and where you work for an organization or brand, you should be able to add additional machine readable IDs and not get kicked off the platform. Not sure what you've been missing? Maybe you can look up your closest competitor's Wikidata page and see if they have a few that you don't. Here are some of the IDs that are somewhat universal you probably should look for. One's called ROR, R-O-R. Another, obviously, GitHub, which you've definitely heard of. WorldCat and Grid. All right, and then step four, if you have local offices or a local business element, you have to claim all your Google My Business listings and work with a company like Bright Local to claim and clean up your name, address, phone number everywhere else on the internet. And by the way, if you're not following my friend Bill Swalski in his ongoing dissection of Google patents and their impact on SEO, you definitely should be. You can find him at SEObytheSea.com. So thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.